Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine Dmytro Kuleba took part in the meeting of the EU Foreign Affairs Council and called for increased military support for Ukraine for the effective defense and counteroffensive of the armed forces of Ukraine. The most priority need is artillery ammunition. It is not only about the quantity but also about the speed of delivery. The sooner we get as many shells as possible, the more lives will be saved, he emphasized. The minister welcomed the initiative of European colleagues to increase the European Peace Facility by an additional 2 billion euros to finance the purchase of weapons and ammunition for Ukraine and to replenish partner stocks. He expressed his gratitude to European colleague Josep Borrell and all EU member states for the proposal to jointly purchase ammunition based on Estonia's initiative. Ukraine welcomes the initiative to conclude an agreement on the joint procurement of ammunition between a number of European states and the European Defense Agency. We count on its speedy implementation and prompt supply of ammunition to the armed forces of Ukraine. This is a strategic step that will bring victory closer, the minister stressed. Dmytro Kuleba, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine. Kuleba also called on partners to promptly provide additional air defense systems, tank ammunition, anti-tank systems, long-range, high-precision weapons, and other equipment to Ukraine. Training remains an important element. I urge to enhance the relevant programs so that no less than 10 battalions of Ukrainian military personnel are constantly present during training, the minister emphasized. The Minister of Foreign Affairs particularly pointed out the importance of systematic repair and production of weapons. He also stressed that Russia's offensive would lose its potential sooner or later, so it was important to provide Ukrainian defenders with the largest possible number of weapons and ammunition right now. Natalia Tolub.